Simon, Bez Hashem. We are to Simon Vav here. Okay, actually more here in the top it says also Metilas Yadayim. It's like a bit of a hodgepodge, you'll see. I guess I don't blame them. I don't know. Page 20, that's the question.
Was it Din Birkat Asher Yotzer?
That's what we're up to. That's right, exactly. Mine says Yid Aleph from Aleph. No. That 21, I guess, if you will. So there you go. So here it says, in the way up to Siman Vav, it's a Din Birchas Asher Yatzar, Velokad Neshama Perushav, the halachas of all these things, Asher Yatzar and Perushav. See, in the top, it's included part of Tilsidon. There you go. So we're going to do what the first Seif here is dealing with the Bracha Asher Yatzar, which we know. But it seems that the Mechaber had a different gears than us, so he's sort of wrestling with all sorts of things that doesn't bother us necessarily. But here it says, Kishayetim Besa Kisei, when a person comes out of the washroom, Yivarach Asher Yatzer as Adam B'chochma, he makes the bracha that says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's going to take it piece by piece here. First of all, it says, Asher Yatzer as Adam B'chochma, that Hashem created the person with wisdom, with genius. So if you remember, the previous halacha in Siman Hey said that yet the kavana for the perish amilas, the meaning of the words as you say them. So he's going to now take the meaning of the words piece by piece in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So first he says, so what is the chachma, the genius, the wisdom with which Hashem's wisdom in creating Hashem's wisdom in creating the man, creating the human being. So the first pshat is, this is Rashi's pshat. It says Shabriya Sa'adam he b'chachma niflat, with this like super remarkable wisdom. So v'yesh meforshim, what is that genius? So Rashi's pshat is al shem shaguf domula node, the body itself is comparable to like a flask, mala ruach, that's full of full of gas, v'hu mala nekavim, and yet the container that's holding this gas has holes inside of it, and nevertheless everything stays where it ought to be. The gas stays in, and the thing stays together. Could lekam b'samach, as we'll explain shortly. But the Rosh's understanding, I guess, is like the ruach haim, the spirit of a person's life, stays in the body despite the fact that it's like an open system, holes and yeah, what stays in, the breath of life stays in him. V'yesh omrim, yesh meforshim, excuse me, and then there's a second understanding, Tosfos' understanding, that b'chachma, when it says Hashem created the person with wisdom, that means shehiskin mezonosav shel adam rishon va'achar kach bro, that Hashem first created that which will sustain the person, like his food and nutrients and the whole system that can support him, and only then, once the infrastructure was in place, then Adam Harishon was brought into the system. So that is the chachma there, that it was pre-planned out and everything was a preset world to be able to support the man. We'll go revisit those a little later on, but that's the basic shah and the chachma. Now, uvarvo nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim, that he was, the person is, the next lines of the bracha say that we are created with nekavim, and nekev is a hole, so we're full of lots of orifices, and chalulim, a chalul is a, it's a hollow. Yeah, but it's a hollow, but it means like a container that has an empty space in the middle of it. Okay, so we'll see right now. Sorry, not like a channel, like your stomach, for example, right? Or indeed, it could be the tubing, intestines, exactly. Enclosures, but the point is not that they're enclosed. I mean, per se, the point is that there's a space in the enclosure that's open. It's a hollow. A hollow is a good name for it. It's a container that has something inside of it. The nekev is the end, is where they come in and out of the system, and the chalul is like a...
Anatomically, the digestive tract is a good...
That's a tube. A tube. Yeah, correct. A tube. It's focusing on the fact that there's like a... It's got a passage to come through. Now, let me speak out before I say anything further. It's certainly true that there's countless pathways and vessels and tubing and piping that has to transfer all sorts of everything in and around the system of the body, which is all incredibly intricate, you know, in your brain and everything. But he's going to focus, and we're going to focus on essentially the GI, you know, the digestive tract, because this bracha is going to the bathroom. So we're focusing on the fact that a person can relieve himself properly, not get blocked up. But obviously, your heart and your lungs and your kidneys, yeah, all these things need to pass things in and out of them properly, otherwise, chalila. In any case, so that's this we're talking about here, the digestive tract. So the chalulim, here in, we'll do it, it's too long of a machab, we'll do it, you know, in tandem. The Sifkat and Aleph says chalulim, perish, what are these chalulim? Evarim chalulim, which means limbs that are, have hollow inside of them. Velo yomar chalalim, don't say the word chalal. A chalal is like a vacuum. It's a bit grammatically, meaning use a chalal instead of chalul.
Chalal is empty space.
A chalal is empty space, but it means, yeah, he's addressing it, I just want to speak out. The chalul will have empty space, and it's differentiating here. Obviously, like, your intestine might, like, there's gaps where there's, well, in modern Hebrew might say a chalal, is empty space, right? But it's open, air. But a chalal that he's addressing is the vacuum, there's nothingness there. That's not shaykh. So a chalal,
void.
So it's a vacuum there. So lo, don't say chalal, this a vacuum. The bechalal lo shaykh briyav. We're not talking about chalal. There's no, that nothing exists in vacuum. Vacuum destroys things. That's not good. We don't mean chalal. Say chalul as we do. Yeah. The perish nekavim rabin. So he explains that it means you have lots of a person has lots of orifices. Kamona, the peh, the mouth, the chotem, the nose, upitabat, the anus, and you know things have to come in and things have to go out. So there's all these ways in and out of things. Fine. Vegam barabo evarim rab. A person also has lots of different, organs. Evarim should turn into organs here. That are chalulim, that have hollow in the middle. Kamo lev, like you've got your heart, the keres, your stomach, me'ayim, those the intestines, and really, obviously, the countless blood vessels and everything else. She'im yisasim echad mehem, that if one of them would get blocked, now obviously he's going through the bracha, but that's not our girsa. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, we have the psicha, if one would open before the sistema, they would close, but so the Mishnah Berurah in Bay says, keni girsa sarambam, the mechaber is taken from the version of the bracha based on the Rambam, who has the stima, the closing before the psicha, the opening of a girsa shlano, the way we have it, Rashi has it there. You see in the brachas we discuss it, Varash, all of them, imi paseach kodem. As we say it, imi paseach comes before imi sasem, and that's the gra, fine. Okay, so that's the order of it. So anyways, but he's addressing the stima first, the closing, imi yis sasem mechan mehem. Now, kolomar. Now, he's about to do something what we will look at essentially as shadow boxing. Why? As the Mishnah Berurah now says, Mishum Girsaso, because according to the Girsa that the Mechaber is dealing with, his words are, as some, I think Hasidim say it, do Sephardim say it also? Sephardim also like that? What? I don't know if the Sephardim say. Anyways, these extra three words, not just it would be impossible to Yevshalis kayem, you couldn't survive, but also Yevshalis kayem afilu sha'achas, even for an hour, a moment, whatever sha is. So since he's got these extra three words, but they say that he couldn't live even a very short time, so he's now going to start wrangling with how could that work? Because if you haven't noticed, you could have a blocked stomach or a closed mouth and survive for more than an instant. So he's now got to wrangle with that. This doesn't, all these answers don't really interest us, and as much as we don't have the girsa, and the Gra actually says himself, all the answers are like not great, as the Mishnah Berurah will say. That the Gra says that's not obviously it's not the right girsa. The Mishnah Berurah says inside here, in Sifkat and Gimel, Mishum the girsa so haya e of Charlie's time if achas. It's according to the girsa that the nusach of the bracha that the Mechaber had to deal with. He had these extra three words that for even a moment. The kashalo, and he's got problems. The adam sosam piv har b'shalos. Person keep his mouth closed for a long time. Lazek amar kolomar, and therefore he says kolomar, and he starts etc. He's going to start now giving answers. Avol min hagenu, says the Mishnah Berurah, arkas mishlo lomar filu sha'achas. We don't say the words even for an instant. Kmo shekas of aram. This is the Maharam of Rothenburg. Nachem Muchach Baguda. The Aguda brings down that there's 43 words in the bracha of Ishayatzar for whatever reasons. But the point is, since there are 43 words, so it doesn't add up anymore. You need. What's he say? Sorry. I guess he's not explaining them. He doesn't explain every word, you'll see. what they say?
Yeah, it's very basic. Today we know it's much more beauty. Much more than that.
Okay, but I'm just going with the Mechaber saying the Pshat. Okay, I see, the as you point out here, the Sephardim do have the Girsa. Not surprisingly, like the Mechaber, they say Afilu Sha'achas, they do say it. Okay, thank you, good, very good. Good thing we have the Siddur here from yesterday. Anyways, the Agudas says since there are 43 words, and if you count, you're up to 46. Then obviously those three words don't belong, so you want them out also.
I'm not anatomically accurate, because it depends on which vessels you're talking about.
I know, so he's focused, correct. You obviously, if a person has an aneurysm, chlila, right, or a infarction, what do you call it? It's like a heart attack or blocking. It's obviously you're gone or pretty quick. But, so he doesn't give those answers. I suspect the reason why is because he's looking at your GI, he's looking at your digestive tract, which isn't the same. If your mouth or your rear end, you can't pass water or anything, that's bad news, but it's not instantaneous bad news. You'll see his answers. He gives different answers. I'm just, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's what he's wrangling with here. V'chein kasav magen avram, that's wrong. V'chein masham bir gra, the gra says it's wrong. Ayin taz, okay, fine. So now, inside, now it's, the Mishnah Berurah is prepping you for this, all these terutzim to this kasha. So he says now, Kolomar, he explains. For example, shenekavim yesh nekev echad, shebenekavim, amongst the orifices, yesh nekev echad, you got a hole, shua pet, that's your mouth. So you can say, wait a second, the mouth can be closed, and that's okay, you don't die on the spot. However, kishu b'mei imo, when you're in utero, hus asum, it better stay closed, because you don't want it to breathe a little. By the way, it's not that closed. They do swallow, exactly. But anyway, he's saying it's closed, maybe it's, I don't know what it's closed to, maybe it's closed to the respiratory side of things, right? It's blocked up that way, right? Sorry. Right. So I'm saying it's blocked off. That and so it shouldn't go in that way, I guess, right? But as soon as the baby comes into the air of the world, who niftach, all of a sudden, better open up, and that passageway to let air in opens up, and the mouth lets the air in through there. If a baby would come out, be born, but the path would stay closed, its mouth and whatever the track is down, right, its windpipe would stay blocked. The child wouldn't make it at all, of course, because it can't make it out there once it's detached from the mommy. So that's his one answer, how the mouth being closed would kill a person, you know, on the spot. The varim, same goes that with the limbs that are hachalulim, that are cavities. Imhaya niftach echad mehem, if one of them would open up, right? If they open up even for an instant, you have a piercing in your. I think understanding it means you have a rupture. Yeah, see, yes, obviously, if you have an aneurysm, you're gone on the spot, Khalilah. But he is dealing with, I think he's dealing with your stomach getting a puncture, or your intestine getting a puncture, which is going to poison you. I guess, right? He's, right? Fine. I don't think it's bad news if that stuff on the inside gets into your system. But okay, I can't answer more. The Gra didn't like it, so I don't like it either. The Avod Yesh Tefarish, they can explain more. Shegvul Yesh LaAdam, there's like a limit. There's a limit. Sheyachol Nekav L'Sasem V'Lo Yamos. There's only so long things can stay closed. You know, so how long is the shock? The Kevet Shavar Osa Gvul. Once you cross the line, in other words. Sha'achas doesn't mean necessarily like a second. It means at some point, if you cross the line that stayed closed too long, then you're a goner. Yev Charlie's kaim filo sha'achas. At that point, it's too late. You can't live even for an instant more because now you need to get food in or whatever waste out. So he says in the Sifkat Dalad, Yev Shar. Another point. He's dealing with the grammar here for a second. So he says, we'll do them all. So here we get those two. We say Iyeshar, but he wants that Aleph Yud word to be Betzeri. It's Seres with the two dots. So he wants, it should be A-F-Shar. So it should be the Tzeri, the two dots, the A sound, Tachas Aleph, Ki Amila Nigzeres Min Ein. Because the word, this is a funny word, E-F-Shar, the E in E-F-Shar. So step one, he says that it's coming from the word Ein. Ein is like nothingness. It's a negation. So he's saying, the proper grammar mandates it should be A-F-Shar, not E-F-Shar. The king kasfu bear hativ, fine. For prima godam. However, Bashari Tshuva, meshav girsa bechirik. Bashari Tshuva says, no, just so you should know, the word E has a meaning, it's a word to itself, it's part of the problem. The word E means like an island. or this kind of animal called the E. So that they don't want that. They want this word to be A. But nevertheless, the Shaar Tshuva says it's okay. It's Miyasha Begirsa Bechirik. He says E with the dot underneath it, the E sound. Shagamken Kavanaso Kamo Ain. It also means like a negation. Kamo Dechsev is, for example, the Pasuk in Shmuel says E Chavod, which means like a lack of covet. Shaper Shashi Sham Shakavanaso Kamo Ain Kavod, that there's no covet there. So E is fine, and therefore our minug is to say Eif Shar, and it can stay. I should speak out. It sounds much more strange to us since we are speaking modern Hebrew, where the word Eif Shar is like a no-brainer. But remember, that's like a 20th century invention. So in those days, you don't have this Aleph Yud construct elsewhere, I guess. Except, I guess, you have in rare places. So because of that, they're wrangling with how you should pronounce it. But anyway, since the minhag is say with E, he's letting you stay that way, and that's what you should do. Don't change to Eif Shar. Okay. Now, fine. Since amongst the orifice the person has is the orifice where the feces goes out and the urine goes out, also amongst the limbs, achalulim, that are cavernous, I don't know, if they would open up, you wouldn't be able to survive. That'd be your a piercing in your stomach or in your intestines. There's a bad news, really bad news. So then Shapir, it's fine. Havi Shvach Zeh, it's good the way it's set up to praise this way. Be'inyan Asiyas Shrachav. At all, it's appropriate that it's fixed on the issue of a person going to the toilet, because these organs that have to do with going to the toilet are ones that will do you in. So since he said like that, I think you can be dyak, read the words, the Mechaber, that he's backhandedly saying it's not just these things. So we're back to the aneurysm, Khalilah. We're back to everything going wrong. So once, obviously, every single blood vessel and every single duct in your body, God forbid, they get blocked up or opened up, it's bad news. But he's just saying, since the obvious ones, obvious him, were the digestive tract ones, it's a great place to talk about it. So when you go to the bathroom, it's appropriate. The Efshar, sorry. Yeah?
They're talking over here about the thing of rock. We appreciate it. When somebody's sick and they don't have this,
yeah, they would say the brach. When a person actually, like, a person had cancer.
Yeah, people that are old that have problems with this.
Yeah, let's say a person had, like, you know, there's something people have, like, what do you call these things? Like, whatever they're called. Let's say a person can't do it on their own anymore. And these are in a catheter. What? What's the word called? Colostomy, that's what I was thinking of.
Colostomy.
Anyways, you know, I'm not sure. I actually don't know. No, no, he's just asking.
I had no idea what.
I'm actually not sure. No, the question is, what happens if? I don't know how to answer that question. If a person, let me ask it much more technically than you're asking it, which is, what happens if a person doesn't pass waste on their own, and they have to be removed by a catheter? Then lechora they wouldn't make a bracha, I would think. Right, because they're not going to the bathroom. That's the same as being fed through a tube.
But not only that, right? But it might be continuous too. Might have to make the bracha all day long.
That's a separate problem. But I'm not sure what would be.
There's other things going on in his body at any given time.
I'm not sure if it's mechayev a bracha, or not. Plus, they do go to the bathroom by themselves. They can't control it, by the way.
It happens without them even knowing. Well, imagine in the morning, one time in the morning, what we do is just like, oh, because it's actually doing for the world.
Indeed.
It
so we
exist in the world for mankind.
That, we actually saw that already inside. Exactly. Ma said that we do see the bracha. We go, the halacha, that we do make a bracha shayatzer every morning, even if you don't go to the bathroom once a day. That we did say, it's one of the shvachos. So then for sure, everyone would say. But you're asking an interesting question. You do if a person has diarrhea, let's say, let's talk about that unpleasant topic for a minute. So if he can't say the bracha if he feels he's still got to go more. Okay, you can't because you can't big bracha exactly. But if a person knows to go again imminently, but he was able to pass any amount of waste, there's no shear for a shear yatzar. If a person passes a drop of urine, and then, like, I don't know, he's done. So then you make a shear yatzar. That's true. You know, and if it goes all day long, and you have a nervous bladder, and you pee 20 times a day, assuming you don't feel it between, then you just make a bracha again and again and again and again. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure about this technical point. This technical point, I'm not sure. If he's just suffering that, like he has a stomach ache, of course makes a bracha, but okay. There's no shit.
Take something like to enter your colon because you're gonna do a test, and you know all night long you're gonna be going.
So if throughout that night you know if a person has like a colonoscopy,
you don't know if you're gonna
you take that medicine and for 24 hours you're like empties you out. So but the same rules apply as I said before. If you feel you have to still go. Then you can't say a bracha. But as soon as you feel like you're done for now, that you know you're gonna go get imminently doesn't matter. And every time anything comes out of you, it's machayev new isha yatzar, and then talk you should say it very quickly because you might have to go again soon, and you lose it. Okay, so yeah, that's that. If a person has a real shaila about, then you can ask below. Obviously, if a person chalila has a real problem like that, yeah, fine. The Efshaot, he says more, it's possible. Also, if a person like too much comes out, you cross the line and too much comes out of you, that'll also kill you. I don't even know what that means, but it stands to reason. If too much comes out, that's bad. I don't know what that would mean physiologically. But anyways, it stands to reason. If too much would come out, then you're in bad shape. So, that would also be included in the, if, you know, it opens, what shouldn't open. So then, fine. Vavishim yipaseach echad mehem nami me'inyan asiyas tzrach of mamish. It also goes on, of course, that you see. Therefore, it's appropriate to establish it here with this bracha, and as much as it's talking about what comes out of you, not too much should come out of you. I don't know. Yeah, obviously. I mean, yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know what it means, but obviously, if your stomach liquids would drain out of you, then you're in bad shape. Obviously, correct. Bile and all kind of stuff. Yeah. Maybe I'm sure it didn't even happen. Who knows?
If somebody's going for a colonoscopy, they're going to pretty well clean out the entire gut.
I'm saying that's why I was saying I'm not sure what it means because I'm not sure what we're talking about. But obviously, I don't know what it means. But if too much will leak out of you, that'd be bad news. I don't know physiologically how that would work. But if it stands to reason, if your blood would drain out of you when you urinate, I mean, I understand that's a strange thing to say physiologically, but obviously that'll be bad news if you lose that too. You don't want to lose certain fluids. I guess that's what he's talking about. Okay, now, fine. So then the brach continues on. Rofe chole basar. Sorry, rofe chole kol basar. He had a girsa of the word chole in there, which means our girsa is rofe kol basar. He heals all flesh. Rofe chole kol basar means he heals all ailments that people suffer from. Okay? So that's obviously a difference there. But either way, says the Mishabur in Hey, Rofe Chole, so the Bach and the Shla and the Mata Moshe, Katsu She'en Lomar Chole, don't say that word Chole, Rak Rofe Chol Basar, and of course that's what we do. But Taz Kasav Dishne Girsaus Hen Nechonos V'Chalil Limchok Achas Mehen, the Taz says, listen, they both have their place in the Sidurim of Klal Yisrael, and Chalil, you should scratch one out. Ayin Sham. Okay, so that's it. We don't say it. I don't know if anyone says it. Does he say chole there? Rofe chole? Yeah. Okay, so I don't like this one seems to have fallen away. I don't know. Maybe some community says it. But anyways, we don't talk about that. So what's that healing talking about? Al Shem. The pshat is, on the Kavim Shabarabo, that the different orifice that were created, Lahotzi Psolus Machalav, they were created to get rid of all the waste product of one's food. Now, she ki im yis apesh bebetim yamos. If they would sit around and not be expelled properly, then a person would chalila, would a person would die. Votz also hi refua. So the healing, the rofa, the refua is that Hashem enables you to get rid of the toxins in your body. And that, just speaking out for a moment, that is what is going on, right? When a person, every minute, all your cells are putting out all this waste. Every cell is putting out waste, and then it's connected like through the urine primarily. Actually, it's passed out via the urine all that waste, and some also through the But the point is, you're expelling the body. If the poison stays inside, you can't rid of it. A person would die of toxicity. So that's, he's saying that the refuah Hashem, you got poison inside you building up all the time for all the garbage you put inside yourself and where it goes in. And the body's brilliant in self-healing, that Hashem arranged it, that it could expel all the poison, so a person lives a long, happy life. Okay. Kidney stop work, yeah, exactly right. There you go. Right, so this, just speaking it out, he's not addressing the dying in an instant part. He's saying, what's the refuah? Like, how is Hashem healing you? Because a person may think of himself as being like a static system. I'm healthy, I'm not sick, so why am I going, every time I say the bracha, why am I saying Hashem is healing me? That's what he's addressing. So the answer is, yeah, that's a healing because you're getting the poison out of you now, you're going to go to the bathroom. That's what he's addressing. Indeed. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. The weird, like, there's some sickness embedded inside of us. Exactly. Yeah, correct. Exactly right. In fact, he's actually explaining that girsa. The Mechaber is explaining that very girsa. Okay. Umafi lasos. What's this, like, miraculous action? I don't know. He acts wondrously. Pella is like, you know, it's astounding what he does. Bibnesha Adam Dom Le Node Mala Ruach. There you go, back to Rashi's reference before. The genius is that a person has holes inside of him, yet it all stays inside, it all stays together. Ve'im Yasa Adam Benod Nekev Kahuda Shalmachat. Normally you have something that's holding a container, you poke a little hole the size of a needle, a pinhole, that's the word, thank you. A Ruach Yot, it all comes out. Ve'adam Mala Nekavim. We are persons full of all sorts of holes. Verucha, Mishnah Meres, Besocha, but everything stays where it ought to be. The Ruach Chaim stays inside of us. Areza Pella. That is just astounding. I don't understand it. Don't ask me. I don't know what that means. Our conception of life is not like that. So I don't know what it means. I don't know how to make sense of that. I don't know how to rationalize that sentence with our conception of what keeps a person alive. Our conception of the ruach of a person is not air. I can't say. Okay, v'odiyash lefarish, but here's a second shot, and this one is more sensible. Yeah, there's something that I understand. It's based on the Hashem blew ruach haim into us via our nose. I'm just saying, like, our conception of whatever the ruach haim is isn't like a gas that can come out of a balloon. Well, he's going to say, we're going to discuss that, the gashas ruachnias thing together. I'm just... If you say it's gosh and ruchnias, then what's the havami that a whole pinhole should make the ruchnias fall out? I don't get it. I know, but our conception of ruchnias isn't like air that'll fall out of you because you have a hole in it. What is that? What's he talking about? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't think he means air of our lungs. Anyways, it's not what he.
If we just escape,
the hole in your lung, no matter how much you want to suck,
it's be contained there.
But what you're saying is true, that if all the oxygen stored in all the hemoglobin in your body would magically run away, but what's holding the blood in, what's holding the oxygen in your body isn't, it's not held anywhere. It's held molecularly in your blood. I mean, if you could magically exhale all the air in your body, which, like, all the air in your lungs.
You know that today.
I know. I'm speaking out. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means. I'm not saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm saying I don't know what it means because our conception of what's keeping you alive, but when you get the oxygen in your system, it's not stored as like a balloon in there. It's not in your lungs. It's stored in every single, you know, cell has got oxygen transferring on. It's not held somewhere. Okay, I don't know. But indeed, if the air would run out of you, obviously you'd be dead, but that's... Okay, fine. If you riddle a person with bullets, they still don't die from the air running out of them. And that's my point. There's something else going on. Or the ruach going out of them. It's something else. Okay. Anyways, v'od yesh lefarsh, the second shot, which I do understand better. Hashem shebor tov hamachal v'docha psolis. What's the pshat that Hashem created a brilliant creation? Not that, like, it's astounding that the air doesn't run out of you, but that the human being knows how to you put all sorts of food in the system and it automatically takes everything it needs, every single molecule needs, geniusly and brilliantly gets it and gets where it's got to go. You know, when you have a headache and you take the Tylenol, how does it go to your head? And obviously the point is that it really takes every molecule and delivers where it needs to go. Indeed. So that's what he's saying. The genius of the cell is it's able to take in every single nutrient it needs and get rid of all the garbage as it metabolizes things, and your whole body going all the time by itself. That's brilliant. And a person can actually, take down the equivalent of, you could take, swallow a Twinkie or whatever the equivalent is, some poisonous, God forbid, chemical nonsense garbage, and the body knows, just gets rid of it, and there you're good to go. And every bit of nutrients, every little carbohydrate, it sucks in and takes back. So that's genius. And obviously, all that happens without you thinking about it. The body's like a machine that's designed to brilliantly extract nutrients and get rid of waste, and that's no simple task. I have one of my clients in my business. They try to make an artificial liver, which it's even we're in the 21st century, it was so unbelievably complex and expensive that people have liver failure, but it's so complex that it needs a whole room to do that, and still it's not doable really. They can't. So it's the genius of every person functioning to cleanse and purify and extract everything is brilliant. So that's the second shot. But it's the kidney. Kidneys, we can't. Today we do through kidneys. That we have dialysis. We do have.
No, they use an actual kidney.
Oh, they can't do that. Yeah, that extra huge massive external.
No, they do it from the.
Well, they can graft it.
From the anesthesis from the cells.
They culture it. But they don't build it from scratch. They let it build itself. They get on the So the second shot here is more understanding, which is the body's a genius, brilliant machine, and that it's able to, the system can take care of itself in terms of taking in nutrients and getting rid of solace. That's remarkable. That is really remarkable. Well, okay, fine. So that's the end of the machaber. The Ramah says, Od yesh tafarish. He wants to give another shot in what's brilliant. This is more like, let's call it Kabbalistic in nature. Shemafilasos, what's the genius, like the ultimate genius of how of the human being, how he's created up, that he can extract and get rid of waste, but it's rather, b'mashe shoma ruach ha'adam b'kirbo, this was your answer, that he can keep the spirit of a person inside of him, v'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi, and there can be a connection between a person's spiritual and his physical sense. We believe, if you read, for example, it's worth reading one time, in the very early chapters there of the Derech Hashem, for example, how he describes the symbiotic relation between your body and your soul, and in this world, like your soul is, your body is bringing like light to your soul by doing action, and then later on, Tchias Mesim, the soul will bring light back to the body, but they're actually, it's like one being, and that's what has to be Tchias Mesim, it's like two things. So he's focusing on something a little less different than that. He's just saying, in a way, maybe never thought about before, that v'akolhu al yadehu. Sorry, did I skip a line here? Yeah. V'akolhu al yadeh shehu rofeh chol basar. The fact that Hashem is brilliant at healing a person. Ki az, the way it works is, ha'adam b'kav ha'brios, when a person's in a healthy way, v'nishmaso mishtameres b'kirbo. Like, the soul is kept within him, and they're interconnected. Now, we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah, he explains it further. But he says, Dav Ruchani, this spiritual thing inside of you, Uba Kavanos, this is the Arizal talking. Kasuf, he says, the Neshama Nehenes Mruchanias Hamacha. When you eat something, like you've maybe heard this, the Hasidim have tapped onto this heavily, as these embedded nitzotos, these sparks of Kedusha that you are releasing when you take something, and you eat something, you eat the apple, with the bracha and kosher, whatever it is, but the point is you release these sparks of ruchnias that are embedded in the food, a machel. Vagufnana magashmis a machel. The body is just the same with the soul benefits from the spiritual components of the food. The body benefits from the physical components of the food. Umekoach ze kishurim ze bezeh al yedeh hamachel. And through that, the body and soul are like actually connected through eating. Through eating. Okay? There's embedded spiritual component to everything you eat that you are releasing when you eat for your benefiting your soul.
I mean, apple has different roughness than orange.
That's for sure true, right. It's brought.